Well, there was the story of the Sunday morning when Jesus rose from the dead. We know the story well, don't we? As Luke tells it, a small group of women returned to Jesus' tomb in the early hours of Sunday morning. They brought with them the spices they needed to finish burying Jesus. Instead, they found the stone had been rolled away, and they did not find the body of Jesus. Instead, they met two angels who told them that the reason Jesus was not there was because he was alive again. He had risen. So they went, and they told Jesus' disciples, his closest followers, what had happened. They didn't believe the women. Well, would you? But Peter got up and ran to the tomb to have a look for himself. It's a familiar story. But I want us to ask this morning what it felt like for those people. Now, don't guess. This isn't an exercise in imagination. Luke tells us how they felt. He records four feelings. Twice he tells us how the women felt. Twice he tells us how the disciples felt. When the women found that the stone had been rolled back, we are told that they were perplexed, surprised, bowled over, gobsmacked, stunned. This was not what they were expecting. But then, when they saw two angels wearing clothes that were so white it looked like they were lit up with electric light, their feeling changed. Now they weren't just surprised, they were terrified, petrified, shocked, scared stiff, frightened. You would be, wouldn't you? You'd just lost the person you had devoted the last few years of your life to follow. You went to visit his grave to find it wide open with the body missing and two angels who were so bright you needed sunglasses. Those were the women's reactions. The women went to see Jesus' disciples to tell them what had happened. And their reaction was one of sheer disbelief. They didn't believe a word of it. Luke tells us it seemed to them like an idle tale. The women had just made it up. It was a sheer wind-up. They had too much time on their hands. So utterly impossible that it just cannot be true. But then Peter did something different. He got up and he ran until he reached the spot. He looked in. He saw the linen cloths that had been neatly wrapped around Jesus' body. And then his reaction was something we hadn't seen in any of the others. He went home wondering at what had happened. Wondering doesn't mean scratching his head. It was wonder and amazement. It's the kind of wonder when you see the most amazing sunset and you wonder how it happened. The kind of wonder when you come out of the cinema or the theatre with a group of friends and none of you says a word because you're still reliving the wonderful show you've just seen. The kind of wonder that the crowds felt when they watched Jesus' miracles and wondered who on earth could do such things. Awe, wonder, joy, amazement. That's how the characters in the story reacted. The women moved from surprise to fear. The disciples showed utter disbelief, but Peter marveled. How about you? What is your reaction to what happened? Some people today show either surprise or fear, just like the women. The story of Jesus rising from the dead is strange, doesn't make sense. A little spooky even. Shining angels, tombs flung wide open in a graveyard, weird and wonderful, makes no sense. Some people today show the sheer disbelief of the disciples as well. We all know that dead men stay dead. And after that comes decay. I've known a lot of people die but none of them have come back to life. People tell stories of ghosts, but I don't believe them. And even if I did, that's not the same thing as someone coming back from the dead to eat a meal with me, to tell me a joke and make me laugh, to give me a hug. This just doesn't happen. So this didn't happen. But you know, there are plenty of people today who experience the wonder of this that Peter felt. Jesus really is alive. I don't know if you've read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. If you haven't, you must. Four children discover a secret world called Narnia in which a lion called Aslan is king. C.S. Lewis, who wrote the book, intended it to be a parable of the Christian life. And Aslan is a bit like Jesus. There's a lovely moment early in the book when the children first hear Aslan's name mentioned. They've never heard of him before. At the name of Aslan, each one of the children felt something jump in his inside. Edmund felt a sensation of mysterious horror. Peter felt suddenly brave and adventurous. Susan felt as if some delicious smell or some delightful strain of music had just floated by her. And Lucy got the feeling you have when you wake up in the morning and realize it is the beginning of the holidays. There are plenty of people today who experience the wonder of this that Peter felt. Jesus really is alive. I can't explain it. It's wonderful precisely because this kind of thing doesn't happen all the time, and yet it's true. It's the best news in the world, so there's no response left except for wonder, amazement, and delight.